Listener Production.
Hi, it's Dan Flink here with your news briefing. The head honcho of Qantas is assuring travellers the big delays at airports across the country will improve. There were dramas over the Easter period and there's worries something similar is on the cards this school holidays. Alan Joyce says there could be some bumps in the road, but contingencies are in place this time round.
We have 1,000 more people hired in the company than we had at Easter. We have 15% more people on ground handling. The airports have more people on security, and we've had 20% more reserves in place.
Meantime, the Flying Kangaroo is cutting some regional flights on select routes into next year due to jet fuel prices. No word yet on whether the Prime Minister's heading to Ukraine during his European visit. Anthony Albanese will take part in a NATO Leaders Summit in Madrid Sunday before heading to France to meet with the country's president. The PM was issued a formal invitation to come to Kyiv earlier this month. However, security advice is guiding any possible visits. Meantime, Energy Minister Chris Bowen's pleased with how things are going since the East Coast energy market was handed back to suppliers following concerns about shortages and blackouts.
I'm pleased with progress. Over the last 48 hours, and it's good to see a return to more normal market conditions. We're very vigilant to the risks in the system. We're very aware of the long-term challenges and the need to get more renewables and storage into the system. That work will continue. In the meantime, we're managing very vigilantly a short-term crisis.
And several protesters have popped up during a speech from the Chinese ambassador in Sydney, waving signs which said Free Tibet and Free Hong Kong.
Listener.